whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market. Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
Mount up, Kansas City. 2 hours left to Fesco and Dusty here on 96.5 The Fan. Coming up at 10 o'clock, Cody, Golden, Drew from 10 to 2. You know those guys are always up to something. Alex Gold will join us at 9:15 for Gold's Locks. Cody Tapp, he'll join us at some point next week. So we'll find out.
Got some breaking news from Cincinnati.
Oh.
Mac, you ready for this one?
Yeah.
All right, buddy.
Hit me.
Breaking. The Cincinnati Bengals have announced that they will be resting all of their players for Week 19.
Ow. That's risky.
They're going to be resting their players for about 6 months.
It's enjoy Cancun.
Yeah. You think they're there already?
Oh, I'm sure.
Do you think the players care? I don't. I really don't. Like,
I think they probably care for 2 days.
I don't even know that's that long, right? I think the fans continue to care and continue to push the narrative and then forces Travis Kelce to come out and, you know, do his thing that he did yesterday, which was fantastic.
Well, I know Cam Taylor-Britt cares for the Bengals because he commented on Travis Kelce's story.
Yeah.
Oh, did he?
Where SportsCenter posted Kelce's quotes and then he then quote tweeted that saying like, LOL, that's cap. Shut that ass up with laughy face emojis. I'm like, okay, bro.
You lost.
You lost. Yeah. You're done. It's over.
Did you consider Brett for Miller?
Did Will Chamberlain or Danny Manning, have they reached out to Wiggins?
Think I'm a damn fool.
And also just wanted to double check that Dan Kilgore is going to practice today.
I'm sick and tired of all this bullshit.
Coach, we appreciate the time. Thanks for joining us.
The Dan Kilgore thing just never gets old.
No.
Andy, congratulations on becoming the all-time winningest coach. And is Dan Kilgore practicing today?
Hershey's aren't a candy bar. It's just chocolate.
That's right. Thank you, Stephen. The Spectre text that in?
I don't know. That's one number I don't have memorized. I only have two numbers memorized, yeah. I think.
That was a bit from long, long, long ago.
Okay.
Hershey's is not a candy. It is chocolate, according to Stephen.
But it says on...
Stop. Okay. Just please.
He also told us to watch Chiefsaholic.
Yeah. Like, look, I've been dealing with that for almost 12 years now, that Hershey's is not a candy. It is chocolate.
But it says on the wrapper...
Stop.
Okay. That's not what it doesn't say stop. It's candy.
Just stop. Just stop. Like,
great take. he also called it Reese's.
Reese's. I remember it was a whole day of Hershey's isn't candy. It's chocolate. It's Reese's.
Can't wait to
watch The Irishman, Chiefsaholic.
Welcome to The Rock. Notre Dame, Penn State play tonight. I think it's going to be interesting. Penn State is a 1.5 underdog. So I'm interested to know where people lie on this game when it comes to the wager of this game, because Notre Dame, 1.5 favorite, that doesn't lead me to believe that they really truly believe that Notre Dame should run away with this game. I think we might have an interesting game tonight.
All right, let me take a sidebar real fast on you on this one. Of all the games that we're getting ready to watch over the next 5 days, right? We got Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday of all playoff football. Is this the least interesting game, in your opinion, of all of them that are going to be played? Because it is for me, and there's a point that I'm going to make about this in a second, which 24 hours ago, I would have said, yeah, this is the least of interesting of the games that are going to take place over the next. Like, NFL will always, to me, supersede college football, right? And I've become a bigger college football fan over the last couple of years, thanks to Dion. That's why I got back into college football. Dion and Ohio State have brought me back in. So it's not like I'm a college football hater. But Notre Dame, Penn State, for me, it just doesn't have the cachet. And I know it's Notre Dame and everything, but whatever. So yesterday, and this is a great job by the head coach of Penn State, James Franklin, for doing this. He made the game more interesting in his press conference yesterday by taking a shot at Notre Dame and saying, you know, it's great, you know, with all these teams representing our conferences. And then he looked around and went, I mean, conference, because Notre Dame obviously gets this free pass every year into the postseason because they don't play anybody, right? And even Ben Maller mentioned it, all the money that they make from getting in the college football playoff is theirs to keep. They don't have to split it with anybody because they're not in a conference. And so the game became more interesting to me because James Franklin started talking some smack against Notre Dame. But it still falls to me as the least interesting of the games this weekend. And that's not taking anything away from this one because I still think it's a very compelling game.
I mean, there's a lot on the line. I mean, you look like you talked about Franklin. Like, Yeah, he's beaten SMU and whoever else. I forget.
Indiana.
No, Notre Dame beat Indiana.
Penn State. Boise State.
Yeah, Notre Dame got Indiana at home the first round. And then, you know, now these two teams are playing each other. And it's like, it's weird how sports can work if you dive, you don't have to dive deep on this one. But you've got Marcus Freeman, who's a very, very hot name. Like, I was surprised yesterday that Chicago Bears are going to interview the Iowa State head coach.
That's whatever.
I mean, it's fine. It fits the narrative with Caleb Williams. You know, get an offensive-minded guy, a young guy that you can be relatable to, and let that franchise kind of build around that.
Again, but if you're the Bears and all these teams are looking for a coach, you should be interviewing everybody because you don't know who is out there until you start talking to them. Yeah. The Jets are interviewing everybody. The Raiders are interviewing everybody.
And then you look at Franklin, right? You look at him. He's been like, hey, can he win against a big team? Like, you look at his record against teams that are, you know, at 500 or below, substantially great. Which normally that is the case. And then you look at his games against teams that are good, like the Ohio States, the Michigans, those type of teams. And it's like, it's like, I need to see it.
Does anybody have a good record against the good teams, though? And I ask that not facetiously, but I ask that because I don't know. Like, we talk about Ryan Day can't beat the big teams. We talk about Lamar.
Beat Michigan.
Right. Well, that's the big game. You talk about Lamar not being able to win the big game. You mentioned James Franklin not being able to win the big game. Like, how many coaches and quarterbacks are truly out there that can win the big one? Because I feel like every time we bring up a name of somebody, and I'm just talking sport, well, he can't win the big one. Like, we use that. Like, can anyone other than maybe like Andy Reid and Bill Belichick truly win the big one? Nick Saban?
Andy Reid for 18 years.
Couldn't win the big one. Can't win the big one. That narrative is no longer a conversation piece, right? But how many of these coaches can win the big one? Yeah. Because that seems to be the narrative every time we talk about the, well, they're 1-4. But those are good teams. You know, it's hard to beat good teams, right?
But it's also like, if you're going to be in that, like, again, like if you're a 2-time MVP quarterback, that is Lamar.
Mm-hmm.
Eventually you have to shut that narrative up.
Yeah.
Or it just never goes away.
Right.
Like Burrow is on house money, I think, for at least a while because he beat Mahomes in the playoffs.
That's right.
He beat Mahomes in the regular season, so he did it both times. Josh Allen's in that same field. Josh Allen can beat Mahomes in the regular season. Max said it yesterday. If Josh Allen loses again to Patrick Mahomes this year, there'd be 4 times in the playoffs he's lost, and he'll never be able to get rid of that demon. Like, it's just there. Lamar Jackson finally beat Pittsburgh in a game that mattered this year, and he even said in his interview, the monkey's off my back. It's not like these guys don't know it. Mm-hmm. It's not like Franklin doesn't know that he has to win this game. It's not like Notre Dame. I don't know if Notre Dame necessarily has to win this game, but they kind of have the label and the shield, the gold helmet, all that sort of thing, the Rudy movie, where it's like, we're supposed to win this game. And this is a game where I don't care who wins. Really, I don't. Because, I don't know, is it unfair for me to still kind of look at Penn State as like garbage because of the history?
No, I'm with you. I can't get past it. I
know that nobody in that system is there, and it's time to move on. It's like Washington, right? I know they didn't do what Penn State did. But
and
like,
that was 2012 with Penn State.
Right. And then Notre Dame, I just hate.
Yeah.
Like, sports hate, right? Like, they're just the team. They're like Duke. They're like Texas. They're like Oklahoma. They're like the Cowboys. I'm just like,
but they're all like Notre Dame and the Cowboys. And like, they're all in that same era of your like Nebraska football as well. You're holding
That's
on to
the good school, though, man. They got a good quarterback. They got a good fan base, good mascot. Okay. They're good. Good, passionate fan base. To be that passionate for Nebraska and still like have that history, like, I respect that.
I don't think Specs listening. You're fine.
I think, though, like Notre Dame fans, like you're living off of the 80s still. You're living off of Rocket Ishmael. You're living off of who's the quarterback? Rick Meyer.
Never heard of him.
You know, like that. That's kind of where Notre Dame. That's kind of you never heard of Rocket Ishmael?
The bit, guys.
But you're living off these guys that played before Mac was like dad was even born. Like that's how long ago it's been since Notre Dame was truly a relevant team when it comes to winning.
I think this game's bigger for Notre Dame than Penn State. I think because, one, they're the favorite. Two, they have one of the hottest named coaches in college football who's put himself there. And they've, you know, they have that badge of honor, right? Like, KU is that team in college basketball. When everybody plays them, they know. Mm-hmm. Chiefs, right? Mm-hmm. Everybody's their Super Bowl, right? Good morning, gentlemen from Barbershop 59. Good morning, Barbershop. But I do see this. Like, I see this being a good game. Like, we pooed on college football's first rounds as being blowouts. I don't think this will be a blowout. I think this will be a game where we're watching it, you know, come 9 o'clock when it's getting down to the final 2 minutes. We're like, all right, which coach is going to put their team, because this to me is a coach's game. I couldn't tell you five players total on either side of this.
Yeah, right. No, it's a coach's game.
But I can tell both coaches' names.
And but that's what college sports has become.
And I cannot wait. This is like a playoff baseball game where the manager is irrelevant during the regular season, but in the playoffs, the manager is the most important person out there.
Yeah, no doubt.
Of how he handles everything. Yeah. So one guy can become a pro football coach with a big win in this game.
Look, I think Marcus Freeman is destined to be an NFL head coach. I just like him.
I like him too.
I like
his pizzazz, man. Yeah. He's got
I think like there's not many guys that I look at that I say will go from college to the pros and have success. I think Marcus Freeman will. I don't know enough about James Franklin. And not that I know a whole lot about Marcus Freeman, but you saw the way he turned around Notre Dame right away.
Yes.
And has got him back to prominence, and he's a leader.